Hey guys.
Hi.
We are live at Alpine Valley Music Woo! Theater in beautiful downtown Troy, Wisconsin. It's
the Bing and Bong Show.
East Troy, Wisconsin.
It's the Bing and Bong Show with our special guest, Jay Blunk. And now, here they are, Bing and Bong!
Hey! Nice.
In the land of cheese. They grow cheese big up here, you know?
You know, I had some delicious fondue.
Fondue?
Yeah.
Yeah, what, where? On the sidewalks of Chicago?
No.
It was 105 degrees.
That's right.
But we know that cheese doesn't come from cows.
No, it comes from
trees.
They grow the trees.
The trees are all right here in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And they were sprouting fondue buds.
They were.
Yes,
It was too hot.
They were already going to fondue.
Well, are they going
to? And then we came to town, and it rained, and the sun came out.
A rainmaker.
Nice.
So we saved
the
cheese tree industry in Wisconsin.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, we got to have a big shout out.
Two.
For Latitude's Margaritaville, Daytona Beach.
Tell me a while.
They're watching live. Yes. Hello, yes. Daytona Beach.
Active living.
Are we active living?
No, they're doing active living, but tonight they're active livers.
An active liver?
Wow.
Good stuff. I was waiting to use that line. What do you think? All you active livers down there in Daytona, welcome. They're watching live. We're going to start. This is a test.
What?
So we can, like, we got some upcoming ones where they can see it live. Like, they're in the pool and stuff.
They are.
Yeah.
Having a few libations.
Cash bar, yeah.
Cash bar.
That's it. Bing and Bong on the screen right there.
You'll be living there pretty soon, Mooney.
Yeah.
I got my corner unit already.
Yeah.
I think Charlie Hood got a street named after him.
You know what's coming to the active living facility?
Who's that?
Bishop Reynolds.
Huh? What's that hat you got on?
Is that a dispensary at the Active Liver Center?
In the neighborhood. Let's see.
Hey, that's fantastic.
That goes to the neighborhood.
I'll be a Budmaster there and work. I'll work the.
A Budmaster.
A Budmaster.
Yeah. That's what they call them. That's what they call the.
A Budmaster?
Yeah.
Working behind the counter.
Oh,
they're a Budmaster.
Well, we're going to Colorado, so I'm doing some research up there.
Okay.
Well, let us know what you find out.
Vape Masters.
Huh?
Vape Masters.
I like active livers.
Active livers.
Yeah, there's some active livers in Daytona tonight.
All right.
We got some active livers over here.
Let's bring out an active liver right now. Jay Blunk.
How are you?
How's your liver? Let me see. How's your liver, Jay Blunk?
Well, we got a lot of history.
Jay Blunk, we got history.
Yeah, a lot of history.
We knew you when you were a tiny baby cub.
Yes, a baby cub.
He was. Were you an intern when we met?
I was.
He was an intern.
He was raised by bears.
That's right.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, no, we, no,
this
he
is
was
a microphone. He's speaking.
Thank
this
you very
thing.
Much.
People hear you all over the world.
But he moved over to Sluggers. Is that right?
Sluggers.
Yeah.
Took a few years off my life there. But we were just talking about, you know, Jimmy used to come up, and Harry Carey loved Jimmy. And so Jimmy would go up, and when I worked for the Cubs, you would go up with us. Mooney would come over, and. Harry, you know, we'd have a lot of fun.
We connected up, Harry and I did.
You did. And he actually had your kindred spirits, like to have a lot of fun.
Yes, we did.
But I remember being at Alpine Valley when it was 35 degrees one night and with your show, and now it's, what was it, 95 earlier?
95 earlier.
Yeah,
but look at this.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
We got it.
We had a lot of fun.
Can I ask you a question? You say that Jimmy's probably sold more tickets than any other artist in the Chicago area.
My own math. I was never good at math. I will contend this.
The back of the math. This is a math problem?
Back of the napkin. I think Jimmy Buffett sold more tickets than any performer in the history of Chicago.
Are you going to do some back of the napkin
Back of the napkin math
back
on that?
Back of the napkin math.
I like that. Right.
Don't you have some, numbers?
It's been 40.
Yes, I have some numbers from Alpine Valley.
Yeah.
This is your 39th show.
Right, okay.
And you've sold over 175,000
tickets.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I'd like to thank the Academy because, you know, I like those kind of awards that you get from the bank.
Ka-ching.
Forget those statues. I like Cheesehead Bankers. The Bank of Wisconsin Awards are good
for
me.
That's right.
And the Bank of Illinois and the Bank of Cincinnati.
between here and Chicago.
And we're
going to
spend it foolishly, and then we're going to help some other people out.
That's right. Ooh. That's good.
Nice.
Give it back.
Nice.
I'm going to see the Big Giver back on Tuesday.
My cousin. Your cousin.
Yeah.
Out in Omaha.
I know. We got some of his staff here tonight. They came all the way from Omaha.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is Jay's like fourth or fifth appearance, I think, on Bing and Bong, which might put him.
He's
at
right
the
up
lead.
There, Frank the Tank.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
Frank
exactly.
The Tank Marshall. Right up there, Frank the Tank.
Most
and then his, you know, it's lineage now. He's spent his hard-earned money educating his son, Brendan over there, graduated from college this year, interning with us, working for free.
What a smart kid.
What a smart kid. 4 years of
freedom.
4 years of college.
I just don't want him coming home with some
He's on the road.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, no, this is not what I meant for it to happen.
Well, thank you, boys. You've been so good to us.
I appreciate it.
Well, and then the other thing was that I'm sorry that I missed is, you know, and Hakey Larson, you know, Mr. Margaritaville over there, that was such a great thing y'all did at the Blackhawks Fed at Margaritaville Day at the United Center. I was watching it. His shot was pretty good.
Now, listen, you in a hockey gear, you could have been a hockey player. You look good.
We're here. Let's bring him in.
Here he comes. Oh, man. He's got that French-Canadian mustache.
How's it going, eh?
Bonjour,
monsieur. How's it going there? Hey, bonsoir, mon ami.
Bonsoir, c'est jeter le puck avec le nettoyage, oui?
Oui.
Ah, donc, oui.
Hey, that shot I did, no practice, right? It was the first shot.
Well, you know, he's from here.
He did?
But Jimmy geared up in a full, genuine Blackhawks uniform and looked fantastic and did Patrick Kane's celly right there in the living room.
Yeah, and I was, I didn't go out there alone, as you say.
Right, no, you didn't go alone?
I had a few beverages.
Beverages?
Yeah, just to loosen up. Anyway, I'm going to go now.
So my next visit.
Don't go.
We got to bring the Stanley Cup back. That's the key.
I knew we'd been talking about this.
Yeah, we got to bring that back. I wanted to go to the NHL Hall of Fame because I got, thanks to you, we have paraphernalia in there. We have stuff in the NHL Hall of Fame.
The signed lyrics of Blackhawk Aritaville.
And the hat Patrick wore on stage with the cup.
Yeah, part of history.
In the NHL. Well, you don't need Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You got the
NHL Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Well, I can rewrite Bring It Back for the Blackhawks. Yeah, I can put a little ice in there, you know, some border crossings and things like that. Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant put ice in the land shark.
Yeah. It's amazing. There's a border up north, and there's no fence on it, no tanks or anything. You just kind of drive across.
Right across.
Yeah, and go see a hockey game and come back. It's really easy.
Back with some syrup.
Yeah. Get a little maple syrup and all. They ought to try that down south.
Yeah. Do you have a gift here?
A gift? What do we have a gift? Where'd you go?
This is a little new business that we're in here. You got any ailments?
I have several.
Okay,
sir.
This hat will cure all your ailments. This is the Ron Popeil Magic Hat from Coral Reefer Products.
I got a bad back.
What this hat represents can help you out.
Thank you very much.
We follow the medical industry very well, and it's kind of coming up your way. So,
yes, sir. All right. Yeah.
And with that hat, you get a free sample later on down the line.
Well, now we're talking.
Not tonight. No.
But
I'd like to say
John McDonough, this is all just a joke out here. Yeah, Jay's not.
We're just yucking it up. Yucking it up for the crowd.
He finds out I'm not wearing a tie tonight, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
I got one question for Jay Blanc now. Okay. See, I get all these questions asked me. So I want you to tell me the worst Cub defeat. Now we're winning a lot. We're on a good streak here.
Yes, we are.
When you were working for the Cubs and you had the worst loss that you had to go to Sluggers and meet Mooney and
drown your sorrows.
Yes, sir.
Can you remember which game that would be?
I do.
Jay Blanc, you're on the.
Maybe Marchie can remember.
Maybe.
that would probably be the.
Because
RC. Yeah.
Here's the deal. I remember we had Mr. Buffett and his daughter, Savannah, in the first row. And Mr. Goose Gossage had come over and given his glove to you to enjoy.
And then later on in the game, he gave up a grand slam to lose the game. So, and you had to hide that glove on your way out. You couldn't show that to anybody. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that.
I think if there had been eBay there, I'd have sold it on the spot.
Don't tell
Goose, he'd hit me.
Yeah. I asked Goose the night before at the party. I said, do you have to work tomorrow? And he finished his hiking. He said, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, Those were great guys.
He did have to work, and he lost the game.
Yeah, that was a rough day.
And by the way, Lee Smith.
Lee Smith goes in the Hall of Fame tomorrow. He's going in tomorrow.
Lee Smith.
Lee Arthur Smith. Great guy. Good friend.
Seeing him pitch a lot.
Great player. Great guy. So was Goose. He was a great guy.
A lot of Jello shots over the years. After losses, Cubs losses. I remember that.
Oh, lots of
Jello shots.
Lots of
drowning my shots.
Love you, man. Love you.
You were male. Okay, let's go. Love your shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's shirt.
Where'd you get
it? I got it. I go in the wardrobe.
Can we talk about this on your arm? Yeah, talk about it.
Well, Mike Holly, you know, Mike Holly has, I think he's got the record for seeing the most shows. 211, is
that's, it? I think it's something think like that. Yeah,
and true. So he does this to fellow rabid parrot heads like that, which we love, and they count up and try to get to his number.
Yeah.
So he gave me this because he said, you've been to all of them.
Yep, that's
I've been to all of the Jimmy
Done Bones. Deal.
That's a done deal.
Now, there are some that I don't quite remember certain parts of them. I don't remember, the one I don't remember was falling off the stage in Australia. Yeah. I remember walking up there and waking up, but what happened in between, I'm not really sure about.
Do you remember the song you sang?
Lovely Cruise. It was not lovely for the next 2 days. But anyway, get to that man.
All right, Lynn McGinnis.
Hey, wait, your catheter's out.
My catheter's out.
Oh, God. Sounds like you're headed for the retirement community, too.
Marijuana.
No.
Bing and Bong. Yes.
What is this from?
That's from Lynn McGinnis.
Okay.
Where's she from?
Sorry.
Hey, this is show business. These are called microphones. You're talking to them. I just told Jay.
There's a little slope here. This is why.
I know. It was kind of going, whoa.
Anyway,
move on up.
Bing and Bo, right. What took you so long to come back to Alpine?
Wrigley Field.
Exactly. That's a good one. I was going to say.
No, I didn't know they were going to ask us 2 years in a row. Love this place. We're good to be back. But if we did two of them, who knows? We could do two of these.
Bong, what is your favorite Jimmy Buffett album? That's for me.
That's you.
Who's it from?
The one you produced?
That's quite a few.
Bong. Okay, let me just rephrase this question. Bong. What is your favorite album that Jimmy Buffett sent you a check on?
Sent me a check. Let me think. Well, I have seen License to Chill.
Which one?
License to Chill.
Yeah, that was a big check. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
No, it's for Jay.
Jay Blunt.
Jay, how did you get Patrick Kane in the Stanley Cup to Jimmy Buffett? Go Hawks.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's a great story. He wanted to bring it to see Jimmy Buffett. And he thought he couldn't get tickets unless he brought the Stanley Cup there. And I told him that was correct.
Yeah.
That you can only get in if he brought the Stanley Cup.
He's a master of public relations. Yes.
Did you ever see him get autographs from players? You would just pull them.
You know, I know.
He would say, come here. Sign this.
Yeah, no, I saw that. He scared me.
I know.
He made me do it a couple times.
So you convinced Patrick to bring the cup.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
And then we drank out of it.
Yeah.
We drank out of it like gypsies in the palace.
Three times.
All right. Exactly. Okay.
All right, this is Rob G. Bing. How come you were on Miami Vice?
I never was on Miami Vice.
I know.
I wrote an episode once.
Yeah.
I wrote an episode that they didn't do. And, you know, when Miami Vice was flashy clothes and all that stuff, bling.
Yeah.
So I wrote one where they had to go undercover in the Keys, and they went to Kmart to dress down. And that didn't work.
Okay.
I thought it was a pretty...
That's true.
I wrote one for John Nicolella where they had to go into Walmart and dress down to go to the Keys.
I remember that. You and Don used to discuss some plot lines, over dinner and a couple of cocktails late in the evening.
What was that establishment on Key Biscayne? What was that place?
Well, Bobby Dykes was the 24-hour bar. That's
no, like, no, the no, Stefano's or something.
Where Jorge and Black Rene hung out. Yeah,
Come on, let's go.
That was in your drinking days.
Yeah,
it was.
Well, you were drinking.
Oh. I know exactly where it is. I'm gonna keep it secret.
I know it's probably still there.
It's gonna come to me. I'm doing it.
Somebody in Miami, help us! Help us!
What's the name
Johnson,
of that
if you're
bar?
Listening out there, give us a call.
Yeah, yeah. Jason Niebaum. Okay,
who's Bing that too? Bing and Bong.
Yeah. What's a lyric by another artist you wish you wrote?
Go ahead. Going where the weather suits my clothes. My favorite lyric by Fred Neil.
Fred Neil.
Very good.
That's one of my favorite lines ever.
It's a great lyric.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeff does a great rendition.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your favorite line you ever wrote?
Mother Ocean. Uh-huh. I like that.
Get this man. Okay. Employee of the week. Employee of the week.
Thank you.
There he is, right there.
I worked hard for that.
All right. What else? Are we stretching?
We're stretching here.
Doing good?
You doing good?
Probably start wrapping.
Okay. Well, let's wrap it up.
Right. Okay.
Okay. You got any product for Jay?
Oh. My
it's
bag is
it's legal January.
January 1st.
January 1st, it's legal.
What's it
in Illinois?
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
No, yes, sir. Okay. Yes, it is.
Well,
yes,
then,
it
get it.
And what, Charlie Hood? Where's Charlie Hood?
I have no idea. Huh? Watching reruns of golf.
Reruns of golf. That's what he's doing. He's got product. Yeah. Okay.
He's asleep.
But we'll find some product for you. Yeah. But in the meantime, that hat will heal you too.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Thank
heal
you,
this man.
Hey,
he's got.
Hallelujah.
Bye.
Time to say goodbye.
See you. Come on, guys.
Dave Luck. Always a pleasure, my friend. All right.
Jay, thank you.
See you in Virginia Beach.
And don't try to steal any of Brendan's per diem.
And what next stop? Virginia Beach. Is that right?
Virginia Beach.
Yeah, baby.
All right. It's been a great run. Glad to be at Alpine Valley. Let's go get it.